Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Time hour on a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen dealer's expert hotline. He's the subject of an E60 special that will air on ESPN this weekend. It's former Patriots quarterback Drew Bledsoe with us. Hey, Drew.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, bud?
Oh, man, you know, I always love hearing Josie here in the outfield. I think I was dating Rhonda Drake in the sixth grade, and we listened to that album together, so it brings back good memories.
Rhonda Drake. We have to look her up.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I haven't been able to find her. I looked around just see what she was up to on Facebook. couldn't find her. I think she disappeared. She's still so heartbroken that we broke up in the sixth grade.
I'm sure she is, especially with all these TV things you're doing. Before we get to that, Hardy brought up a story the other day, and I told him this a long time ago when you had the white Suburban.
Wait a minute. Hardy brought this up?
Yeah. And a check fell out of the – your Nike check, one of your Nike checks fell out of the sun visor onto my lap, and it was like past the 60-day, and it was well into six figures. Did you ever cash that check?
I think they sent me a new one. I finally got them to start direct depositing that stuff, but – man, you know, I mean, it was like it's such a crazy. I mean, you think about it, you go from college where you got a negative balance in your checking account, and then all of a sudden I got my first couple of big checks, and I just at that point the money was it was infinity money, so it was like, oh, okay, I'll just put that with the rest of them, and it just doesn't even matter.
Well,
but thankfully I had some really good people watching out for me, so they took care of it even though I didn't know what I was doing.
It was my theory, Drew, that you left that check up there on purpose and then purposely steered your car into the sun so Zoe would have to put the visor down and have the check fall onto his lap.
You know, he's like a puppet. I know you. He's so easy to mess with. That here we are, 25 years later, and he's still talking about it. And so you're exactly right. That's exactly what I did, and it's been messing with his mind for 25 years.
Thank you.
Hey, our buddy Ted from Dairy Queen sends his regards. He used to make Drew and I used to get the ultimate burger all the time in between practices.
Yeah.
Sure. Then they stopped making it, but he still brings them in out. Mondays.
He brings him to the station for Zoe.
Still makes the ultimate burger and said he could ship you some if you need any.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate that. And just to be clear, I did pay when we went to Dairy Queen.
So, damn right.
I'm sure those ultimate burgers would travel well too.
nothing better than a burger that's been in the mail for a couple days.
Right.
Yum.
All right. Delicious. Well, before we get to the E60, what do you make of the matchup? Chiefs versus 49ers.
Man, I don't know, man. You know, I mean, history says that the best defense wins these games, but the Chiefs are such an aberration when it comes to scoring points.
Can't cover them.
It's crazy, man. Now, the one thing I would say that based on recent history, I would take the Niners in the first quarter. the Chiefs just seem to like to spot somebody a bunch of points before they kind of get going, but I don't know what to make of this game. I really don't. I think if you're just going based on history, you take the defense, but the Chiefs seem to be breaking all the rules in terms of how quickly they can score and how many points they can ring up.
Yeah, how much of that is the quarterback in Patrick Mahomes?
Well, it's a combination. He's obviously an exceptional player. I don't tip my cap to very many guys when it comes to throwing the football, but man, you know, this kid, you know, he can throw off balance. He can throw on the move. He can throw from the pocket. And he's remarkably accurate, great anticipation. I think he's a really, really special player. But then you add to that, he has some amazing weapons in his arsenal as well. So you put those two things together, and it turns into, you know, this crazy offense that can score points in a hurry and from anywhere on the field. You know, they don't have to put together a 12-play drive. They can score in one play at any time in the game. So it's fun to watch, man. I love watching it.
I'm talking with Drew Bledsoe here. And, Drew, you said something about a week ago, and we're heading into a weird free agency period around here because you know who's going to become a free agent or can become a free agent. You know all three parties. You know the head coach, you know the owner, and you know the player. You said something about if you go somewhere else that it can almost reinvigorate you. Now, is that something that you felt? You know, like, you think, damn, I got traded to Buffalo, or you end up in Dallas where maybe you always want to play with the same team. But did you have that same type of feeling where maybe you felt a little reinvigorated?
Yeah, man. You know, I thought, you know, I was going to be a Patriot forever. You know, I just signed the deal and didn't see that coming. But then when I got to Buffalo, it was almost like I was a rookie again. You know, I had to start over in a new organization. You know, I had to prove myself again. And it was, man. It was exciting. It was nerve-wracking. You know, it was stressful. It was all of those things. And it was, you know, it was a cool experience. So, you know, I've told people I'm going to get a T-shirt that just says "I don't know" and wear that around because everybody seems to want it.
but you did that in your early 30s.
I know what's going on behind the scenes when nobody else does. But so I don't know what's going to happen. But if Tommy did land someplace else, first of all, it'd be really, really strange for everybody. But second, you know, for him on a personal level, if that did happen, it might, you know, be reinvigorating for him. Who knows?
So you did that in your early 30s. You know, he's going to attempt this in his early 40s, which is a big jump.
Well, I mean, everything he's doing at this age is unprecedented. So this would be unprecedented just like everything else. So, I mean, who knows, man? I really, truly don't have any concept of where he's going to land. It would be really strange to see Tommy playing for a different team. But who knows? You know, if he does, it may be something that excites him.
All right, so Sunday night, ESPN2 at 7 p.m. Eastern. Set your DVRs. Make sure you're watching. E60 on you, a profile of you. And what does it cover? Why did you end up doing this? How did it come to be?
I'm kind of curious to watch myself, man. They filmed for a couple of years. You know, there's some high school football coaching stuff. There's a lot of stuff about, you know, my time in the league, and then a lot of stuff about, you know, the winery and the new business. But you know, the key part, I sat with Jeremy Schapp for a couple of different sessions, and Jeremy, he's a really talented interviewer. He got me talking about some things that I don't know if I'd ever talked about publicly before. So I'll be curious to see where they take it, man. Hopefully they don't just throw me into the bus. I really don't have any idea, but I think it's going to be a cool piece. They certainly filmed a lot of stuff, so hopefully they found at least a couple of good nuggets to throw on TV.
Did he get you with the Josh McDaniels thing? Because Drew's partner out there is Josh McDaniels, not the football coach.
Yeah, he got me with that. I'm still waiting for Stacey James to pull together the deal where we can do like the job shadow thing, have the offensive coordinator come shadow the winemaker, and then have the winemaker come shadow the offensive coordinator for a few days. I'm just not sure if Belichick would allow anybody behind the scenes back there.
Yeah, so these guys don't know it yet, but Drew has sent me a couple snippets of a new podcast that he's going to start.
Really?
When's it going to be officially kicked off, and what the hell do you think you want to get into this business for?
Crazy?
You know, well, it's basically it's a show about nothing, and we're not trying to make predictions on games or anything like that. We're just kind of telling stories, but really what it is it's, you know, my brother has always been hysterically funny and contrarian and all that stuff, and then we've got another friend who's really funny dude, so I'm sort of Ted Knight in this thing from Caddyshack. You know, I'm the setup guy and just trying to get these guys to tell funny stories and bringing on a few guests here and there. I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever turn into anything, but it's just an excuse for us to sit around and drink beer and tell stories. I'll make sure you guys know when we finally do put it out there. But I don't know. If nothing else, we're having fun making ourselves laugh.
Zoe's ready to be a guest.
Yeah. He had Rick Meyer on, so I was listening to that one. And a big, big funniest story here is when I'm not funny. Ha, ha, ha. Like, stupid funny. I was with the Jets that time, and I had that preseason game left, and I'm playing in the damn game, and Drew calls me that morning and goes, "What the hell's going on? You're getting cut. They traded for Rick Meyer." Parcells didn't even have the balls to tell me that yet, and I had to go play the game full well knowing what the hell was going to happen after the game.
Yeah. It's a cutthroat business.
Yeah.
But then we did tell the story about Tupa, though, coming in, throwing a touchdown pass and Keyshawn, and he was still wearing his punting shoe.
Yeah, like Tupa, a ballet slipper.
Yeah, right. Tupa was so annoying. He was that guy that he's just good at everything. Yeah. You play ping pong, you play golf, you play pool, whatever it is, he was good. And so he came in his punting shoe, and first pass of the game, throws a dime to Keyshawn for a touchdown. I don't think he'd even sat in any quarterback meetings that week.
No, never did. Never paid attention when he did.
So. Did you pay attention, though?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Anything you didn't reveal to Jeremy Schapp, Zoe will just share the stories.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was always good to be.
Hey, you did leave a payment slip in one of the quarterback meetings, I heard, though, didn't you? Accidentally.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I think you should get over it, man. I've got a good therapist for you to go talk to, and you just need to get over it. You're doing great now. Or you're an icon in New England, and so it's time to move on, but it's been 25 years.
Yeah, but that's the way to phrase it. Just someone to talk to, Zoe.
So,
therapy, there's all these words. Just someone to talk.
And the wine goes so fast. You send me the wine.
Give you a hug.
Send me the wine and the three, maybe we should do the six bottles this time. Yeah.
There you go. I love it.
All right, Drew.
All right, buddy.
We're looking forward
time.
To Sunday night, and hopefully you enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Hopefully they're not just going to throw me under the bus. We'll see.
All right. Let us know when that podcast hits. We'll pump it.
We'll do, bud.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Drew Bledsoe with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. It's coming up Sunday night, 7 o'clock, ESPN2 with Jeremy Schapp. It's Bledsoe in an E60 special that covers his football career, his winemaking career.
Forgot about
and everything
coaching.
In between.
Yeah, the coaching.
Including
coaching
high school coaching.
Yeah, he was offense coordinator.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
That's really in depth.
And his son John was State Player of the Year. His son John was State Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Throw it all day.
75 times.
Throw it.
Oh, that's we're going to throw here.
Nice picture.
Go out there and sling it.
Yeah.
Fullback needed.
As he once famously told Tom Brady, go out there and
tight
swing
end.
It.
Get your ass back. Get on. We're four wide. Tight ends.
I like what he said, though, about Mahomes. He doesn't often tip his cap to quarterbacks when it comes to throwing the football.
Yeah.
It's good.
The best.
Speaking of kids, this is Sean Jefferson's kids, like, lighting up the Senior Bowl, apparently.
Is that right?
Van Jefferson is a receiver from Florida.
Shut up. Really?
He was unheralded because he didn't really do much in college, but he's lighting up the Senior Bowl.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, Randy Moss's kid, he declared two years shy. Thaddeus Moss, but he's a tight end. They're getting old.
All right. 617-779-0985. Our thanks to Drew Bledsoe. A thought on Tom Brady's impending free agency? We'll do that coming up next.
Now, a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Pro Bowl coming up on Sunday. Game being played in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. The AFC is favored in this game by 1.5. When the lines first opened up, the NFC was favored by 1, so the line actually moved 2.5 points over the course of the last week or so. The over-under is sitting at 51. The Super Bowl a week from Sunday. Some slight movement on the line as Kansas City is favored by 1 point in this contest. The over-under is at 54.5. We'll see if there's any other movements next week.
For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. I'm Matt Pauly. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bombay.
Tom Brady's free agency and how it could resemble Wes Welker's. That's a possibility that was raised by our friend Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston. Now, the Brady watch is on with 52 days, Jim.
Yeah, unless my math was wrong the first day, yeah.
The Felger Mets have a clock on the screen when they're on in the afternoon, which I like. It keeps it easy. Yeah. Easy to have a reminder.
16 days in March.
They go up. They're counting days as they accrue.
What?
Like yesterday was day 19 or something.
Oh, no, but on the screen it says countdown to Brady free agency. It was 50. I remember seeing it last week when it said 56.
Well, I just hear it, and I heard Felger like a day or two ago.
I'm talking about the visual aids, Hardy. Visual aids.
All right.
Guess who's on the line and wants to talk about Tom Brady's free agency?
Who?
Oh, no.
It'll be our buddy Ken in Lowell who's got something to say about this. Ken?
Hey, Zo. Hey, Beagle. Hey, Hardy. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ken.
We're doing well.
I heard this thing on the, you know, just to the right of your dial is this classical music station. So like quarter of six, I turn on the radio, and the lady there, she said that Robert Kraft said that that he wants to keep Brady. All right, so that's something. You guys still there?
Where are you?
Where are you at?
I'm a Cappy's Copper Kettle, and they're playing this idiot music here now.
Oh, what? It sounds like Billy Joel keeping the faith.
They've already changed over the ownership and the music?
No. By the way, I have to go on record. Laurel is going to rip me a new a-hole. The sign fell down out of the window. They did not sell the place. It's still for sale. And she yelled at me when I was walking down the street the other day.
Who's she?
Laurel?
What, a woman?
Laurel, that's the owner's wife.
Yeah, Laurel.
Yeah, it's Laurel, like the racetrack.
But why have they changed the music?
No, it's Leo who's doing this.
He's keeping the faith, working the thing.
Billy Joel, I asked him to put some normal music on. This music sucks. Oh. But anyway.
Which song is it? It's a Billy Joel track?
Keeping the faith. I can hear it.
Oh.
I hear nothing Ken said.
I don't know what the hell it is. It sounds like reggae or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
It's got a little reggae flair.
A little southern flair.
Reggae.
Little island flavor to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, get back to Tom Brady.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Stay focused, for sure.
Yeah, stay focused, Beetle. But if he leaves, if he does leave, right, we should give him
go to wake party.
Send-off.
Yeah, keys to the city.
Like this.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing like when Bork won the Stanley Cup and brought it back here and you threw him a parade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I don't think he's leaving because of what Kraft said.
What Kraft said was he was approached by a member of the paparazzi who was chasing him through the streets. And he said that they plan on keeping Tom Brady. That's their plan to try and keep him.
All right. So that's a good thing, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep him here, and Sidney can get another year's of learning, like his apprenticeship or journeyman or whatever, and then we plan for the future from there on.
Yeah, Ken,
and even after his playing days are done, we should still keep him on board in one capacity or another.
Ken, I would say keep the faith, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. In the Chevrolet, oh yeah, we were keeping the faith.
It's not a bad song. We are Uptown Girl, the premier 80s Billy Joel cover band.
So you, Mr. Weirdo, there, you actually looked up Bledsoe in sixth grade to see if that song came out.
I checked. Bledsoe earlier told us that when we played Josie, that he said, "Oh, I love the outfield you're love. It reminds me of so and so in sixth grade, and this girl is dating." I double-checked his math, and yes, he would have been in sixth grade when that song came out.
Sixth grade, be dating. It's like my kid dating someone next year. That ain't happening.
You didn't have a girlfriend like in sixth, seventh grade?
Hell no!
Well, not like you have a girlfriend later on in life, but like, you know.
Just for some necking and heavy petting?
Jim, when'd you start sucking face?
I'm so distracted right now because Alex Barth, by the way, who's now writing for our website, 985thesportshub.com, he just tweeted the videos, though, of the touchdown pass from Tupa to Keyshawn. pretty good. Good toss.
Nice toss.
That wasn't a short one. That was a real touchdown pass.
It was over the top dart.
I couldn't not watch his feet, though. I didn't see the pass the first time I watched it because the shoes.
Yeah, because he runs on the tippy toes. Like he like a little floats across the
floor. No, he's very dainty.
He's very, what's his name? Ben Vereen.
It's like his feet are doing something different than the rest of his body.
It's like, those are not quarterback feet.
What's that cartoon? Where you go, the feet are moving and the body's not. Yeah, that's him.
What year?
Crazy legs, Tupa.
98?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There he goes. He throws it from about the 33 to nearly the back of the end zone, and it is smooth.
Old turf.
Yeah, it's got to be about a 40-yard pass in the air. 40-yard pass at the old New Jersey Meadowlands.
Yuck.
That's what it says, right on the turf. Wow, that's impressive. 617-779-0985. Kyle's in Charlton. Kyle.
Boys, how we doing?
Good.
Nice talking to y'all. So, look, we're on the books for 13 million. Listen, Zoe, you need to stop making fun of people. Hey, nobody calls you out. I don't understand it. They hear you, and they don't say nothing.
Bunch of star bleepers.
Excellent.
I love this call already.
This guy's our best caller of the day. Good.
Boy.
So, anyways, we're on the books for 13 mil and change or whatever if we don't go to free agency with Brady, right?
Yep.
Or if we let him get to free agency.
Well, the money will count either way. It's just a matter of if they can split it up over multiple seasons if he signs back. So that's what they can do. They can sort of maneuver.
But if he just leaves, if he retires, does it count against?
Yes, the money counts regardless.
Goes to another team. Okay, so if he is not here, 13 mil against the cap.
If he's not here, it's 13 million all next season. Is this coming season, I should say. But yeah.
Yeah, but if we sign him 23, sorry about that.
Yeah.
If we sign him to 23, we're only going to owe 10, right? So picture it this way: we owe 13 on the books, whether he stays or whether he goes.
No, if you sign him back, you still owe the money on the cap, but you can split it into multiple years. You can just break it apart.
So
over
say
2 years.
Sign him for 20. So say we sign him for 20 over 2 years, right? Or 40 over 2 years, 20 each year. So it'd be basically 26.
27.
Yeah,
yeah.
$6.5 million. $6.5 million extra each year.
Okay, so with that being said, say we get Teddy Bridgewater, right, for 10 mil, which wouldn't happen in the first place. That would equal our cap being 23 mil for that year.
Bingo. Yes.
So what's different from paying Brady, say, 27 as opposed to Teddy Bridgewater for 23 with that $13 million cap hit? So with that said, I think it's a lock that Tom Brady's back.
Well, I don't think it's a lock. I mean, because he bargained this and he wants this, but I think, you know, that makes the most sense for them because of the way that money accelerates. Because you got to top it on to whatever position guy you're playing to play it this year.
I don't know that there's any argument that financially it makes the most sense for the Patriots to have him back.
Well, it depends. I mean, financially, you have to pay more to have quality. If you want to just make financial decisions, the financial decision is have Jarrett Stidham as your quarterback. Take the cap hit next year, and then it's over and done with going into 2021, and you've got very little money committed at the position. That's the financial decision.
If you're trying to save money and don't care about winning.
That's my point. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Okay.
But it's like, financially, you can do things that are a lot better for the team than signing Tom Brady.
But if you want to win financially, the best move is to get Brady back here.
I agree. Because I think Brady, with a good offer, not the best offer, not the top of the market offer, I think if you go to him with a really good offer right now, I think he'd sign it.
What about a really good offer that's fair and here's what we're trying to put around you? Like, I think it's got to be more than if the money's going to be down as opposed to what people think. Oh, yeah, 2 for $60 guaranteed. Someone's going to come in and offer it.
I think
we want to go to this point with you, but we need to go to this point because we want to bring ABC.
It goes back to what I think the genesis of this whole conversation was. Look, you're not going to be the top paid guy in the league. You never have been the top paid guy in the league. We're not in the business of just making players the top paid players at their position just for the sake of doing that. However, if you want to win and you want that extra weapon or two that admittedly you were lacking this last year, here's what we can pay you and here's how we're going to spend the rest of that money. We could make you that guy, but here's what we're going to do instead.
Let's keep talking about that on the other side. After Hardy's headline, 617-779-0985, the phone number for you.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
/12:40 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Talking a little bit about Tom Brady's impending free agency. The date on our visual aid now on the screen, I think, says 54 days. Is that what it says? 54 is on the screen when we put it up there. Which is to which date? The tampering period?
No, that's to the official start. The 16th is a free agency.
Well, so okay.
52 to tampering, 54 to the open.
I'd use the tampering. Because everyone gets done the tampering period.
I would, too. I don't know which countdown Felger Maz are using. I feel like we should.
The only reason we use the 16th is because that's what Schefter said. Schefter said the 16th.
Well, 16th is tampering. That's when he can really talk to everybody. And that's like when free agency opens. Now.
They're so good at hiding things, like when they travel. Are they going to be able to not know where when he's going to be in the air and what team he's going to be?
Oh, we're going to be following planes if it gets that far.
I'm serious.
Much like Peyton Manning.
Just like she's got her own plane. But like you could.
Who?
The wife.
Giselle has her own plane?
I think so.
Or does she use like a jet service? A lot of these celebrities now don't buy them. They use a service.
I think she may have had a plane and sold it. I know she had a plane at one time.
I mean, she can afford it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she can't.
Good for the earth?
Not good for the earth. Nope. Absolutely not.
Jim. Did you see like Jurassic Park?
That's why Leo DiCaprio.
You can land at like right in a field.
I'm not worried about the concrete part of it. Yeah, missions.
It's not good.
What is he saying?
I don't know. Both interns this semester are really loud, though.
They really are.
We get any Nate updates?
No.
No. It was good to see Jimmy the intern in yesterday in a suit.
Jimmy the street teamer.
Yeah, it's moving up in the world.
Jimmy the street teamer, that's right. No, jet travel, not good. Not good for the environment. So for someone who...
I don't know how those celebrities get everywhere they need to go.
Talk so much about that environment. I wonder how much usage there is of private jets.
They walk.
So I would find it hard to believe that she owns one, but I would not be shocked to learn she's used a service. They have like ride sharing for jets. Edelman told us about that, didn't he? Mm. Edelman, a couple of years back.
Wheels up, yeah.
A-Rod popped on Kraft's jet, right?
Yeah, but that's a private jet that he has a friend who has a jet.
I remember
the one Edelman used was like, yeah, you get on, there's like, you know, you share it like from LA to Boston. There's like five other people on there, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's
like
cool.
You get on a plane with six people instead of 200.
Yeah.
Wheels up pool.
Yeah, it's like Uber pool, but for planes. I think Uber should add a plane and helicopter.
I can't afford that. I use Wheels Up X. I can't do the
Wheels Up X.
Wonder what kind of jet you get, like Wheels Up XL.
Black. Well, Wheels Up Black. Those are nice.
Yeah,
those are stealth.
Yeah, that comes with the complimentary beverage service.
Like that chase is going to get interesting and fun. You know, right when people are, he might be visiting here or there. You know, somebody will blab, unless he wants to keep it dead quiet.
Tom in Londonderry on Tom Brady. What's up, Tom?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, Tom.
I don't quickly with Schefter's comments. Do you guys think that it has anything to do? I don't know the time period. Maybe I'm just completely confusing myself here on when was said and what wasn't said. But the whole TMZ, whoever was following Kraft, saying we plan to try to keep Brady when he's being chased down by those amateur reporters. Do you think that has anything to do with the comments made by Adam Schefter? By that meaning, do you guys really think that the Patriots are going to make an honest effort to go after Brady, or do you think there's more to say or more truth to what Phil Perry said about they're going to take more of the Wes Welker approach, basically ready to plan and make a move to be like, oh, we're not even going to try. What's done is done. It's over with.
So I think it's key that you bring two of those things together, Tom, because I don't believe they made an honest effort with Welker.
Like, no, they did it. For 2 years and $12 million, the whole point was, listen, Amendola worked out in the long run, but at the time when it happened, we sat there and were like, that you guys couldn't bring him back for that? Why'd you jump on Amendola so quickly if that's all it was going to take? So I say, I'm trying to figure out like which report has more truth to its report than we're really reading into what it says now.
I think in all honesty, they have to prepare mentally for all three situations, but Brady has already went through this Welker thing where, okay, we're going to offer you a contract extension here, but here's your incentives. Remember, we were scratching our heads at $5 million incentive package, which, okay, that one might be attainable. That one's not. Whoa, he's got to have a hell of a year to get that one. Like, they already put him through that. So he already knows that. He's not going to get fooled by anything. Either he wants more money or he doesn't, or he wants better people around him. We don't know what the damn answer is, but Patriots have to prepare for all scenarios.
We also don't know what Bill Belichick wants.
Yeah.
Have no idea. He could want Tom Brady back. He could want to move on from Tom Brady and really stick to the move on a year too early than a year too late, which only time will tell if that is, in fact, a year too early or
tried that 6 years
two
ago.
Or 3 years too early when it comes to Tom Brady. Josh is in New Hampshire. Hey, Josh.
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Josh.
So first two things I want to get your guys' opinions. Here we go. So I think Brady isn't going to come back to New England. I think Brady wants a 2-year deal, and I don't think Kraft is going to give it to him. So it's just going to be interesting. And then my second question for you guys is, and this is between Belichick. Is it Belichick versus Brady or is it Belichick versus management? I just wanted to get your thoughts on that as well.
Belichick versus Brady or Belichick versus management. Meaning,
I thought Bill addressed this at the end of the year when he said that, you know, Tom's an iconic figure here within the organization, more so than any other person. This isn't a one-way street. For the decision, there's going to be multiple people involved in this. It kind of says, yeah, he's involved, but he's acknowledging there's other people we need to talk to.
I think it's too reductive to say that
they
Bob Kraft wants Tom Brady back and Bill Belichick wants him gone. I don't think that's... That's the case.
They've
too clear cut. I think both the owner and the coach and Brady, they all have, you know, different scenarios in their head where it would be doable for them and others where it would be an absolute deal breaker. You tell me that, you know, Belichick is just dead set in his mind. He doesn't want Brady back under any circumstances. No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that Robert Kraft wants him back under any circumstances. I mean, he's got a team to run. He's got checks to write. He knows what the restrictions are and, you know, where it gets to the point of being silly. And Tom Brady probably has some idea in his mind where he doesn't want to leave, but he would have to. He'd almost have his hand forced into it if they're going to make something along the lines of an insulting offer. So to say that, you know, the lines are drawn.
No, it's nice to Phil
wanted.
It's
him versus them. Yeah, or that. I don't think it works
like that. I don't think
it's like
that rigid.
No.
It's nice to Phil wanted. It's nice to feel compensated. And like Drew said, you know, you get a little invigorated too. You know, fresh place. So,
like Drew said, you know, Drew was talking to us earlier saying, everybody asked me what's going to happen. Is he going to leave? I don't think Tom Brady could give you the answer right now. So how could anybody else?
Right.
Tom Brady doesn't know. Want to hear the worst idea ever? Moving the Super Bowl to a Saturday? This ranks up there as one of the dumbest ideas anybody's ever.
I don't
put
even
out
know talk
there.
About that.
I'm almost with you.
Sunday.
There's someone who wants to
Super
move it
Bowl
to a Saturday.
Sunday.
And this person is a dope. We'll get to it next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No RJ Bell today. We don't have much to talk about. But RJ Bell will be with us on Radio Row next Friday.
Hey, guys. It's good to see you.
Guys, great to see you.
Was he with us last year?
He was. He was, and he will be with us again next Friday. It is normal time.
I like this. Get to hear the song getting played right here with you guys.
Huh?
He's really got to stop talking about the song.
Every time I hear that song. We're going to do over and under prop bets. He's going to talk about the song intro. Let's just roll.
Yeah, what does yes pay? What does no pay?
Now, this Jermaine Dupri guy, he's, you know, he really had a tough upbringing.
Will RJ used the phrase, here's the interesting thing.
So,
here's the interesting thing. Patrick Mahomes, when he is a 7-point or more favorite, however, when the line dips below 3, you understand, then the odds on him, okay.
This is great. So we're not going to have RJ on today. We're just going to break his balls.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
Here's the interesting
thing. That's a good question. Is that what you think?
Thanks, RJ.
Well, RJ used the phrase, let me ask you something. All right, well, let me ask you something. Okay, let me ask you something. If you're going to take the underdog, do you feel better or worse about the under? Well, I know there's a correct answer here, RJ. Why don't you just tell me the answer?
You see, the Sharks like to look at the way they come out on the first four games of the half.
That's good.
You can do the RJ
Zoe,
voice.
Good job.
Yes.
Good job, Zoe. Oh, man.
All right.
Let's get to this. I didn't pay much attention to this. It was in our notes. And just by reading the headlines on this story, I really don't want to know more about it. But there is a petition that has been started by a teenager in upstate New York. Frank, the 16-year-old. Mm. Frank Ruggieri. He has started a petition to move the Super Bowl from a Sunday to a Saturday. He started a petition on change.org, and it's got over 20,000 signatures as of right now. Up to the minute number. 34,065 people have already signed the petition.
All right.
So 34,000.
Sure, the legal get right on this.
I think they cover a lot of this in the piece. So let's hear from ABC 9 Syracuse.
I think a lot of people would like to, but a Monroe County teen is actually doing something about changing the day of the Super Bowl.
A lot of people would like to? There's some sort of cry for this?
Yeah, who's this Herb?
I've heard this before.
This guy's a turd.
And every time I think about how nice it would be to not have to go to work the next day or everything, I think of two things. Number one.
60 minutes.
I don't get all banged up for the Super Bowl, and the game is over by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two, don't you want to be back around your, like, working family to talk about the game the next day? You want network news on the next day and network people talking about the commercials and all this stuff. Sunday is kind of a lost day. Even moving the Super Bowl to the day before President's Day, which is a holiday for a lot of people, it loses a lot of that, like, talking about the game the day after. But all right, he still says it's a lot of people, Beetle. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, yet the 16-year-old Frankie Ruggieri has a legitimate reason. Who wants to get up on Monday morning after such a late night watching the big game, right? We wait all year for it. Frankie feels Saturday would be better so people can get to sleep in on Sunday. So he has started a change.org petition to get others behind his idea, starting with the 2021 Super Bowl.
First of all, before we get to the middle third of this piece, on the West Coast, the game is over by 7. You think those people have problems getting up for work the next day? I mean, this is a very East Coast-centric notion.
Maybe we're ignorant to it. It's such a big part of our days, last, decade, and prior that we work that day, we travel that day, we don't really get pie-eyed like most people or have Super Bowl parties. Maybe we've missed out on something.
Did you ever really get banged up at a Super Bowl party in your life, or are you watching a game
party? Hell yeah.
The only time I ever really got banged up.
I was the last one to leave in Houston.
During or after a Super Bowl was in 07.
God.
Was when they lost. Everyone was like, oh, let's get hammered. And we did.
So, Ted Johnson.
He was persistent. He was very persistent, and he really believed it was a good cause. So I said, Frank, go for it. You do what you got to do.
For, like, Super Bowl to be on Saturday because of schools are not open on the next day. The school in the next morning.
Wait, play sports!
Is someone coaching him to say what he's saying?
Yes.
Well, who's the old guy?
That's a dad in the background?
Bartles and James.
He had to tell him the next day? Is this kid being used by
There's
someone?
No chance he's 16 either, right?
Well, he's a late bloomer.
He was persistent. He was very persistent, and he really believed it was a good cause.
That guy sounds like the neighbor across the street from Meet the Cranks. The one that had the cat and they gave the cruise to.
Didn't see it.
Frank, go for it. You do what you got
to
do.
For, like, Super Bowl to be on Saturday because of schools are not open on the next day. The school in the next morning or work. Might as well put it Saturday.
I don't want to rip this kid.
I don't want to rip the kid. I want to go after the dad.
I want to apologize to the kid. I want to rip the father.
Yes.
If you feel strongly about it, get after what?
You know why? Because you're a kid. People will take you seriously. He's an adult. They won't do it.
His dad is putting him up to this.
All right, let's listen.
All right. Hang in there, Frankie. Similar efforts in the past have been unsuccessful, largely because the NFL believes TV ratings and revenue will be stronger by keeping its big game on Sundays. And
not a
bad idea.
No matter what day you put that game, the ratings are going to be high, right? Everybody's going to tune in.
Super Bowl Sunday? It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but Saturday, Tuesday, doesn't matter. People are watching that game. I don't care.
Whatever.
Like, have a day off.
Let me tell you something. Pow.
Elder anchor wants nothing to do with younger anchor.
No. Oh, shut the hell up.
I'm the new guy. I'm here to provide energy for everybody.
Listen to him dismiss him here.
It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but Saturday, Tuesday, doesn't matter. People are watching that game. I don't care.
Whatever.
Like, have a day off the next day, right, guys?
We'll see how many votes Frankie gets on this.
We'll see if this kid is moron. He needs a dope slap.
I'll tell you how to do the news, young man. Not like you do it.
It's no Jack Williams there.
Oh, whatever.
We're not here to be chipper. I just need to get to 6:30 so I can have my back pill.
Thanks, Chet Curtis.
See that glass of scotch over there waiting for me? Someday you'll have that. You will have earned that respect in the newsroom.
That vat of Maker's Mark isn't going to drink itself. Moving along.
It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but Saturday, Tuesday, doesn't matter. People are watching that game. I don't care.
Whatever.
Like, have a day off the next day, right, guys?
We'll see how many votes Frankie gets on this.
Whatever. Just. Frankie. In the meantime, let's bring that weather fruit in here to tell us what's going to happen in rain or snow. Whatever it is.
Get your green screen.
Come in here, Tinkerbell.
Hey, clicker boy.
Yeah.
Click, click.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.